range it should have been up to hit us with ease. As I hit it, wasn't trying to kill us, didn't even hit Nigel.
Ma'am, we've contacted base to provide further information. We should hear back from them soon.
Do you have any idea what I had to do to get those scouts here? It was your gold moment out there.
There's a car at the end of the street. We should try and commandeer it.
Right, we know what we're up against. All corridors and air conduits to be locked down. We need to get rid of anything and anywhere that thing can hold up.
I'll get the weapons.
Everyone goes armed.
You are listening to the Late Bloomer Actor Podcast with David John Clark.
Welcome to my podcast, The Late Bloomer Actor. My name is David John Clark, your host, and I am the Late Bloomer Actor. You may know me from the millisecond appearance on screen with Hayden Christensen and Natalie Portman in Star Wars Attack of the Clones. Numerous background roles on Sydney filmed TV shows in the 90s, but more recently as the crazy council complaints officer on Channel 7's Today Tonight, the smiling Stratco dad, the heavily bearded post-apocalyptic survivor in What Remains, numerous bad dads or police officer number two, or notably Chief of Security David Menz in the sci-fi mini-movie Antares, now streaming on YouTube, among many other roles, of course. If you are listening to this introductory episode, I would like to explain that I've re-recorded this in 2023 as I start season two of the show. In the first introduction and during season one, I always had a focus on the podcast being about and for fellow late bloomer actors. However, during the year, I quickly came to realize that the information I was discussing, the guests that were coming in on the show and you, the listener, it was more diverse than just that of late bloomer actors. The message that was coming through from my guests, it revealed some great insights into acting as well as many motivational and mindfulness concepts that applied to not just late bloomer actors, but all actors and all stages of their journey, as well as non-actors. As such, going into season two, I'll be focusing on my journey as a late bloomer actor and the people that I've crossed paths with on that journey. I will still partly showcase the trials and tribulations of starting on a journey in the acting world that many, or dare I say most, actors commence in their early 20s or 30s and usually via 3 or 4 years of formal drama school education straight out of senior high school. But specifically, what I have learnt in that journey is what I want to show. Who have I met? What have they taught me that I can share with you, the listener? These are all things that I now find are relevant for all actors, regardless of their stage on the journey. Season one guests range from fellow late bloomer actors to industry guests, including casting directors, agents, and acting teachers. I'll continue to bring on a myriad of guests who can impart their knowledge with us on how to navigate the world of acting in their particular domain, whether that be casting, acting classes, indie or student films, navigating social media, promotion and self-marketing, on how to just be resilient in a very dynamic and changing world. So, a little about me. I am now, at the time of this recording, just shy of my 50th trip around the sun. I'm a government employee of over 30 years. I'm married to Kelly, my wonderful wife of 24 years. We have 3 sons together, Rowan, age 21, Aiden, 19, and Connor, 17. Connor is now just starting out on the acting journey himself, so we'll certainly be following a very different journey to that of his late bloomer dad. Maybe. I wish him well, of course, and certainly I'm very excited to see what his journey will be. I may even have to dedicate an episode with him in the future to compare the differences and similarities of our journeys so far. A few years ago, just after I turned 40, I walked into an acting agency here in Adelaide to sign up as an extra, as I'd previously done in the 1990s in Sydney. Oh, geez. If only I'd realised then that I wanted to be an actor, not just an extra, as was the case back then. This podcast might be titled something completely different. Anyway, at the time, some movies were being filmed here in Adelaide, notably Russell Crowe's The Water Diviner and also Deadline Gallipoli, starring Sam Worthington. This was the impetus for me to in deciding that I should get back into an agency and sign up as an extra again. Well, you're 40 years old, people said, and I thought, and you've got no chance of getting anywhere in the acting world. You've missed that boat. It's sailed already. Well, that's okay, I said. I was just going to be an extra, you know, like I was back in Sydney in the 90s. You know what happened? I did a course. The agency asked me to complete their intro course so they could teach me their expectations of being an extra on their books. And then they told me about their four-term course, which was teaching the basics of acting. It was introduction to camera, acting technique, professional development, and finally, at the end of the year, a showreel with the four terms all up. Wow, thought, might as well jump on board. At best, it might put me higher on the extras ladder. And what totally amazed me from very early on in the first term, I really enjoyed this acting thing. Not just being on set and walking backwards and forwards on a street a dozen times whilst the real actors did their thing, but actually being that real actor, learning a script and stepping in front of a camera and performing. And this initially amazed me and scared the shit out of me. What was I thinking? Why was I doing this? Because I'm an introvert. I know this for sure. I've done all the tests, the mini psych personality test and the big Myers-Briggs personality test. I'm a definitive ISTJ. ISTJ indicates a person who's energized by time spent alone, introversion, who focuses on facts and details rather than ideas and concepts, that's sensing, who makes decisions based on logic and reason, thinking, and who prefers to be planned and organized rather than spontaneous and flexible, judging. And what I found most surprising, it seems that many top actors are, yep, introverts. This came as a huge revelation to me and a reason to embrace the journey I was embarking on. That being said, obviously there are a myriad of actor personality types, but likely they swing from the very introverted to the very extroverted. For example, some well-known introverted actors include Glenn Close, Helen Hunt, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Julia Roberts, just to name a few. And alongside them, you'll find their extroverted counterparts such as Oprah, Johnny Depp, Robin Williams, Jim Carrey. Robin Williams and Jim Carrey, extroverted. Didn't see that one coming, did we? Jerry Seinfeld, Bruce Willis, and Madonna also included. So it doesn't matter which side of the personality coin you lie on, your personality can bring out something special on the big screen. Now, back to the initial reason for developing this podcast and branding myself as a late bloomer actor. Can you make it in the acting industry if you're a late bloomer? Well, firstly, what is a late bloomer? I admire a quote from Jeff Brown, who is the author of Love It Forward. It's a collection of magical quotes in which he has written, so-called late bloomers get a bad rap. Sometimes the people with the greatest potential often take the longest to find their path because their sensitivity is a double-edged sword. It lives at the heart of their brilliance, but it also makes them more susceptible to life's pains. Good things, we aren't being penalized for handing in our purpose late. The soul doesn't know a thing about deadlines. I thought that quote was very pertinent. It is also said that if you're a late bloomer, you should remember that many oak trees don't produce their first acorns until they're 50 years of age. So it appears you can be late to the game and still produce fresh product. And this is the journey I would like to explore. Rich Karlgaard, he's the author of Late Bloomers, The Hidden Strengths of Learning and Succeeding at Your Own Pace. A book that really delves into the lives of late bloomers and their successes. It really explains the concept of the late bloomer. Rich, a late bloomer himself, is an American best-selling author, journalist, speaker, and publisher of the Forbes magazine from 1998 to 2018, as well as a futurist. He defined the nature of the late bloomers and how they are sometimes seen in society in his book's introduction. He said, being seen as a late bloomer was once a mark of vitality. Nowadays, it's seen as a defect and a consolation prize. He then says, this is an awful trend since it diminishes the very things that make us human, our experiences, our resilience, and our lifelong capacity to grow. So as a late bloomer actor, I would like to draw on the positives of being a late bloomer, as so wonderfully discussed throughout Rich Karlgaard's book. And a quick final note on late bloomers. They're not necessarily just those that have commenced a journey later in life. They may also be those that have pushed through for years without ever making it per se, but then they made a jump from a struggling actor or a hobbyist to the big time. Some prime examples are Morgan Freeman, Samuel L. Jackson, Christopher Waltz, Betty White, Viola Davis, and two of my favorite actors, Bryan Cranston and Harrison Ford. Now, many of these actors have spent decades in Hollywood, but didn't smash it until later in their careers. So the term late bloomer can actually be quite subjective, I suppose. Now, if I can get any of those awesome names on the podcast, well, let's see where the future takes us, hey? So that's enough about me. Now a little about you, the listener. For my actor listeners, whether you're coming to the party late because you started out acting in high school or your younger years, but you gave it up for a career choice or family or any other endeavor, or whether you're taking up acting as a midlife crisis or a midlife revelation or a change of direction, or if you're a younger actor starting out on this journey, or even a seasoned actor, I'm sure you have the question. You've asked the question, why? Or more likely, how? Very pertinent questions, both of which I've asked myself continuously on my acting journey. In the upcoming episodes, you will hear words of wisdom and wonderful stories of self-discovery and learnings from actors and industry guests, all willing to impart with their knowledge to assist you, the listener, and hopefully enable you to broaden your knowledge on this journey. And to finish up, I hope these episodes bring wisdom and motivation to not just fellow late bloomer actors, but all actors listening. Actually, I'm sure any listener will take away something positive from the episodes. And if you can, any support for the show would truly be appreciated. If you're able, I would love to have you on board as a supporter of the show. There's a link in the show notes of all episodes for you to become a subscriber for as little as $3 a month. I would love to have you on board to help keep the show running. And in return, I'll certainly give you a shout out on a show in the future, as well as consider some subscriber-only content sometime in the future. So please, enjoy the journey. Like, follow, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast or whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and share amongst your social media channels, and I'll see you on set. Thank you for listening. This podcast is supported by Castability. Ditch your guessing game and become a strategist. We are all biased when it comes to the type of roles that best suit us. The Castability app is an audition simulator where actors collect data to power their careers. Gathering transparent rankings from our established casting directors, your scores show you the archetypes, genres, and quality metrics where you make a strong impression. You can then use that data to make informed, strategic choices like headshot styling or how to pitch yourself to reps. Empower yourself by learning how casting experts rank your work. Just download the app and purchase a credit or monthly membership on their website at www.castability.actor. And if you use the promo code LateBloomerActor, you will receive 30% off your first month membership. The Castability app is made by actors for actors. You have been listening to the Late Bloomer Actor podcast. Please like and subscribe on your favorite podcast player and leave a review if you can. Also, please share it with your friends and family and on your social media. If you would like to become a subscriber to the show to support and help keep the show running, it would certainly be most appreciated. Please find a link in the show notes where you can support the show for as little as $3 per month. You can cancel at any time. In return, you will know that you're contributing to each episode, and keep a lookout for future subscriber-only content and opportunities. The podcast has been recorded with Riverside FM. Check out the show notes for a link. If you have any comments on this episode or ideas for future episodes, please drop me an email at thelatebloomeractor@gmail.com. And finally, the music in the intro and outro is written and composed by Aidan Hendry. Check him out on Spotify. Just search for him under Delusion. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on set.